And in total, there were 12 running backs selected in the first four rounds. That was the highest number.
It's crazy.
Highest number since 2020. And of course, there was multiple running backs in the later rounds, and the Chiefs being one of those teams that did it. The interesting thing now is, are teams overcorrecting? Because I got that pushback yesterday. We put out the clip of you and I talking about how we would have liked them to take a running back earlier. And we got a lot of pushback on social media, being like, hey, what did you want them to do? Did you want them to trade up in the first round?
It's pretty clear.
And,
just take a running back earlier than the seventh round.
Correct. That's basically, to sum it up, essentially what we were saying. So now the question is, because someone posed this to us as well, and that was, well, are the Chiefs just kind of doing the opposite intentionally of other teams? Like, they think now teams have overcorrected.
Zigging and zagging, sure.
We're not going to know the answer. Do you think that's what's going on here? Or is it just, no, they think Isaiah Pacheco is going to be Isaiah Pacheco again for one more year?
I think it's that. I think it's way more that than they've just course corrected from the rest of the league, because they got firsthand witness account of what it's like to have an elite level runner in Saquon Barkley and how that eventually led to a team that beat you in a Super Bowl. They also have won multiple Super Bowls with Damian Williams as their starter, Isaiah Pacheco, a seventh rounder, as their starter. The thing that I still couldn't shake was the idea that they once thought running back was a valuable enough position in the NFL to spend a first round pick on it. And since then, their running backs have been either cheap, dirt cheap, free agents like Kareem Hunt on league minimums, seventh round picks, or undrafted guys. That's it. That I think a fourth or a sixth tossed in there. They have given zero resources to it. So some of it is definitely they're going the opposite way of the league, in the sense that they probably only valued it that one year because they were trying to maintain the elite level offense that they were, and they thought by doing that right away they could do it. And they've never truly valued running back all that high. But I think some of it might just, I wonder if some of it for this year is, and maybe this is like a move down the road, is there a possibility of like a different veteran ending up in here? One that's safer than Elijah Mitchell? Didn't like 80% of the league just make their running back rooms a little too full based on the fact that 12 running backs somehow found their way in the first four rounds and some of those teams already had backs like Cleveland, right? I don't think Nick Chubb was going to do anything, but they had a guy like, you know, like, you have guys in-house, and then you take two more running backs and kind of make crowded rooms.
I don't think the Chiefs will be in that market, if that market ever exists during training camp, that somebody goes and decides to cut the veteran that you'd be interested in trading for before he gets cut or whatever. I mean, look at this room right now. The locks are Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt in this running back room. And then you have Elijah Mitchell. You have Smith, who they just drafted. And then you've got guys like Carson Steele plus these other undrafted guys. Like, I just don't know. I don't even, at this point, now that they didn't do it in the draft, there's not
a... You just think it is what it is.
This is the room. We'll find out who gets chopped on the back end of it. But we know on the top end, it's Kareem Hunt, Pacheco, and then most likely Smith. But it's a seventh rounder. Anything can happen as far as his placement on the roster. There's no guarantees as a seventh rounder, although my guess is he will make the team.
Yeah, but will he get snaps? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's always the... Because that's why I'm asking. I'm not saying anything has to happen or will take place right now, but the way the running back stuff went in the draft this year is everyone valued it more but the Chiefs. Almost every team in the league valued it more than Kansas City. And because of that, I'm still wondering whether or not there's some veteran move or some hidden potential. Look, I know all the rumors for the guys that were happening before the round, which were Breece Hall and somebody like, I don't think those guys are going. I think those guys would have had to go before the draft, but some of those veteran guys who float around, because what's your backup plan this time? If Hunt gets hurt or if Pacheco gets hurt, Hunt, you already picked up.
Well, like, they would say, well, Elijah Mitchell plus the rookie.
Elijah Mitchell. I mean, he's never healthy. He's even less likely to be healthy.
They're not
going to
have seven running backs on the team, dude.
Like, I know. I just meant like off of the street situations.
Yeah. Well, that's why they shouldn't have signed Hunt or Mitchell before.
No, I agree.
Who was going to take Elijah Mitchell before the draft?
I agree.
Which is why I think
this Gold might be right, where they might just be valuing it differently.
Well, and maybe they did value the position. Maybe they valued the draft to be there, but they saw an opportunity and they went and they got Kareem Hunt and Elijah Mitchell. And as a result, they're like, well, we don't have to take a running back that high. Based on what Ryan Nutt said in his availability, it sounded like they were kind of always eyeing Breshard Smith and they noticed Dylan Sampson went later. Devin Neal went later. They realized they could wait until the seventh round to get their guy anyways.
I understand that logic, and I'm not even saying Ryan Nutt's lying about that. But I'll just be, if he was like a real part of your plan, you wouldn't wait till the seventh, even if he thought you could. But what I mean, you know, because like it's always the two stories that come out after the draft. We knew, even though we thought this guy's a superstar, we'd wait till the seventh. And then the stories that came out today, which were we've now know 10 teams are trying to trade up for Gelati in the third round. I'm like, well, then why didn't you just take him in the second? You're so worried about all these teams snag, you know, like. It's easy to frame it that way after that, like everybody was going to take this guy instead of us or nobody was going to take Smith because there were plenty of running backs available still when Breshad Smith did come off the board and they didn't have a sixth. So they weren't able to take a guy at that selection to go with it. But it's, I think that it might be more what you're saying in the first. I think that they might just value the position differently. Look at the resources over the last 5 years. Look at the resources or lack thereof that they have put into running back. They are seventh round picks, undrafted guys, or dirt cheap free agents. Old vet guys are just on the street, you know, and it's never really mattered. And the Patriots during their run, for all the stuff we talk about copying the teams that had dynasties before, they occasionally had a guy that they took in the second round, but for the most part, it was just dudes.
My thing's consistent. It's not about using a first or second round pick.
I never wanted that.
Although I wonder if they've put themselves in a corner that they might have to next year. It is the room to me needs to be more explosive. And I know immediately, and this is, by the way, this is like the answer to any criticism of the Chiefs. You'll just text in, I'm speaking generally, you'll just text in or tweet at us and just say, well, they've won rings as sure. Of course, nobody's saying that they're terrible what they do, but you're still trying to discuss how can the team get better in certain areas. And sure. So like if the answer to any criticism is, well, they've won Super Bowls. Well, then what are we doing
here?
What are we doing here? If that's the case,
like, I'm trying to figure out how they can win all five Super Bowls they're in, not just three of five. And
if you want the offense to be better and get back to a top five offense, how can you do that? One way might be to be more explosive in the running back room. I don't know. That's one idea. The Chiefs disagree with that. I mean, although I think they agree, they just don't value it the same way.
That's all. I just think that they value running back different than the rest of the league, and they've decided not to hop on the trend. And that's fine. You don't have to, like, their system of operation has worked better than a lot of other teams' system of operation.
Of course it has.
But this goes back to the Bean thing. Like, so earlier we played this Brandon Bean clip, and they're like, he should probably just shut up, seeing I keeps losing to the Chiefs in the playoffs. And while it's funny to dunk on the Bills for being a little brother to the Chiefs, and it is, I'm not arguing that that's not funny, people are allowed to be happy with the job they're doing, even if they're not the best, because they're better than most of the other people. Is Brandon Bean supposed to think he's bad at his job now because he can't get past the Chiefs? No, he's just worse at his job than Brett Veach, but better than his job than 24 probably other GMs in football. So like he can't think that his plan is failing miserably every day. And maybe it's that it's not that Brandon Bean is worse at his job. It's that he can't hire Andy Reid or draft Patrick Mahomes, and that every other part of the job he's doing is fine. He just can't overcome the two things that make it almost impossible.